Critics contend that camping fees make up a large part of sales tax revenue. As state budget cuts elsewhere lead to less funding for social service agencies, private fundraisers are picking up the burden. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports on how less state money is affecting the United Way of Champaign County.
For the first time in several years, the United Way of Champaign County is kicking off its fall fundraising campaign with a higher goal, $3.2 million instead of $3 million. President and CEO Lynn Jones says the increase comes after contributions surpassed the $3 million goal last year for the first time.
We certainly didn't want to have a lower goal than the year before, but the real impetus has to do with the genuine needs in the community.
And Jones says meeting those needs is harder now because state budget cuts mean many service agencies are getting less state funding or have to fill the gap caused by reductions in state services.
We've seen a number of organizations who are part of the United Way Federation request additional funding kind of out of cycle because they've lost money in terms of government funding.
Jones says cuts in state funding are pushing some agencies to seek membership in the United Way for the first time in order to make up for the loss. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
Next year's request for state funds for the University of Illinois will be $109 million above this year's spending plan. Trustees will vote tomorrow on the initial funding proposal, which will go on to the State Board of Higher Education and ultimately to Governor Rod Blagojevich and state lawmakers. U of I spokesman Tom Hardy says most of it would be earmarked towards strengthening the U of I's academic component.
Largely that's going to go to salary competitiveness for faculty and staff or academic initiatives that the state has identified as being important to the state and various other programmatic issues across the three campuses.
The academic initiatives that the state considers important include teacher training and energy research. U of I trustees will also vote on a $454 million list of capital project requests, some of which have been on the list for years, such as Lincoln Hall on the Urbana campus. Danville City Council members will be asked next week to approve a rate increase for its mass transit system. The proposal moves on to the full council after no one showed up opposing the move in a committee hearing last night. The city's Public Works Committee unanimously approved the plan. Most fares will increase between 33% and 45%. The discounted fare for children and seniors would see the biggest jump from 35 cents to 50. Danville Mass Transit Operations Supervisor Lisa Beeth says the lack of public turnout Tuesday was a surprise, but she says riders shouldn't be shocked by the first suggested fare hike in 7 years.
Parts have gone up, labor's gone up, insurance has gone up. So, you know, nothing has gone down in price, but, you know, we've tried to keep our ridership has gone up, which has helped offset some of the hit we were taking with our fare box money.
Beeth says fuel costs are a large factor. She says the DMT has also experienced a lot of service increases through buses that run between Danville and Champaign. The city council meets next Tuesday to consider the increase. Former Indiana Lieutenant Governor Kathy Davis says she has breast cancer. Davis spoke about her illness in a campaign event today with Michelle Obama in Indiana. Davis in 2003 became Indiana's first female lieutenant governor when she was chosen by then-Governor Joe Kernan, who himself became governor after Frank O'Bannon died in office. Davis says she's been undergoing testing since March. She'll have surgery for her cancer Tuesday. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Christie Clinic Association, with offices in Champaign, Urbana, Rantoul, Mahomet, Tuscola, and Danville, providing quality health care to the residents of Central Illinois.
It's 534. Mike Sola has our forecast.
Well, Tom, it looks like the beautiful conditions will continue for another day and then start to deteriorate as we look for more rain to close out the work week and get into the weekend. Right now, we have clear skies across all of Illinois and Indiana with temperatures all the way up to 86 degrees at Metropolis and far southern Illinois. Dew point temperatures still comfortable. The highest dew point temperatures around 63 degrees at Centralia and Olney, and to the north, just a little bit cooler, 68 degrees at Freeport, Rochelle, Waukegan, and dew points as low as 41 degrees in northern Indiana. So a little bit of a range today. Now the skies will start to cloud up from south to southwest to the north and northeast. That's as a little weather system pushes some Pacific moisture in our direction. And then look for early next week for the possibility of Ike's moisture, the hurricane remnants. If follows the projected track, we could start to get into some of that moisture by early next week. But for tonight, another fair sky, another cool, but not as cool, low 53 degrees. Sunshine early for Thursday, becoming partly cloudy in the afternoon, the high 81. Then cloudy with showers and thunderstorms arriving tomorrow night, the low 62. Cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms Friday night, and even Saturday. High on Friday, 78. The low Friday night, Saturday morning, 65. And Saturday's high, 78 degrees. It's 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama found himself on the defensive today over lipstick. John McCain's campaign released an internet video accusing Obama of sexism for comments made during a town hall meeting yesterday in Southern Virginia. NPR's Debbie Elliott explains.
Barack Obama was questioning how John McCain could call himself an agent of change when he remarked to his rural audience, "You can put lipstick